Digital
Detox.
Amanda, it is time for challenge number four. I'm using my special voice. Challenge number three this week, which you can still get involved with and finish by today, was all about texting.
Midnight tonight.
If you're awake. That's right. Texting and using full words and no emojis, emoticons. Want those entries in. But challenge number four starts now and you have until Friday.
I haven't even finished number three.
I know, it's overwhelming, isn't it?
Number four.
I know. It's like having a smartphone. It's so much pressure. So the whole point of this is that we're trying to look at what happens when you only use your phone when you're alone. Now, the point of this is that back in the smartphone survey of last month conducted by RN, 14,000 people took part online across the country. Many participants said they felt ignored or not listened to by family and loved ones who were absorbed in their smartphone. We all know that feeling, and you've been talking about that today anyway. And here's some examples of quotes. Someone said, "I hate jumping in the car for a long drive and my wife instantly pulls out her phone rather than talk to me." Another one says, "Now when they reject me for their phones, I pretend interest in my own phone so I can better hide my sadness and maintain my dignity."
Oh, well put. What is actually alone? Because I was talking earlier about the example of, you know, sitting with a group of people waiting to go into, exercise class. And instead of talking to each other, we're all on our phones. So am I alone there?
No, you're in company.
Okay, so I can't do it.
Even if you don't know these people, you're still in company.
I have to not do it and try and get them to not do it.
Exactly. So the rules are, if your phone rings when you're alone, if your phone rings, then you can go to another room and answer the call or a text, but no social media or emails. Don't think of touching it when you're in company and see what happens.
All right. Thank you, Michael. That's great.